here on the Hardline. Happy Friday to you. We are all in various places in the Metroplex. Some of us can go back to work. Yeah, Corby.
What I do?
Have you tried that?
Weed kills COVID.
I've not tried it yet, but I'm willing to do anything.
It's Bob and Davey and COVID Davidson, along with Mino and Ham and Ty Waka. All right, big morning for us in the e-break. I understand there is a controversy to work out.
Well, first off, you know, it's the idiot P1s that eventually are at fault here, as they usually are, for poor voting. Because the fact that Matt Birmingham did not win for trying to call me twice on Tuesday, dialing the wrong number twice, not even the same wrong number, and having two separate women answer the phone, that is the winner.
It's a special brand of misdialing, because usually you get the annoying beeps or some other signal that says we've had a malfunction, or you get somebody's voicemail, because who the heck is picking up a phone number they don't recognize? We struck gold twice, and for him not to get recognized, I think shows once again the analytics of the e-break. If you're in the one slot, you probably have a 75% chance of winning. If you're in the three hole, it might be like 10%. I don't know how often the third candidate can win the e-break. It's because people start dialing. Don't you think people start dialing when the segment starts to make sure they get in line?
Probably so.
And they don't hear them, and you got delay. I think the three hole's at a massive disadvantage.
Since I was not there that day, you guys had David Moore on. I want to know, between Mino and Ham, which one of you guys, or did you guys recognize Davey? Were you guys all tied, raising your hands at the same time going, oh my God, do we know how long this actually was?
So I'm invested in Ham in my e-break league, so I just kind of let the other ones go. But if it's Ham, DJ, Donnie, Rosen, or Dan, then I'm just, okay, yeah, let's make sure we push this to the front of the line. So no, this wasn't on me.
Ham, was it on you?
No. There's no way I was listening to David Moore, first of all.
So this was this was probably George listening and like, oh my God.
It's the P1s.
It is?
It's the P1 text line or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we had that thing. I forgot about that. Well, I will say this. Having been in the trenches when a long question has been given by you, there is a moment of clarity. There is an eye-opener about a minute in going, can he keep this up?
Yeah, this one's pretty amazing, because there are about five course corrections within the question. And it's not really even a question. It's more of a soliloquy that is with a question.
You know what it is? Do you want to hear from my legal team?
Let's hear it first.
Okay.
Because this is a twisty, turvy, 2-minute and 8-second statement from Bob.
Let's make the debate about something else. If everybody is in agreement that Mike McCarthy needs a big year, but also, he's limited. When I look at Mike McCarthy, I obviously think a little more of him than most people here for, I guess, obvious reasons, because I've seen him win massive playoff games a number of times, but, you know, that's getting further and further down the road. Let's talk about something, though, that is very, very relevant to this Cowboys issue, and that is, in my opinion, it's got to be go time for Dak Prescott. And when I say that, I mean, it feels like for the last 5 or 6 years that many of us in the media have sort of been protecting of a young quarterback learning. And we are willing to blame Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore and a number of other forces before we blame Dak Prescott. And then the leg happened. And, you know, it's just, it feels like we have been very willing to cut him slack at every turn, partly because he's a class act and partly because he's a young quarterback. Well, the class act has certainly been noted and appreciated, but he's now 29.
Yes.
And for me, entering 2022, I think it is fair to now hold him to peak Tony Romo-type standards. Like, and I'm not even saying to compare the two. I'm just saying there was a time not so long ago where we kind of put everything on the quarterback, and now we spent the last 5 or 6 years almost putting nothing on the quarterback, and I think we need to now move that slider of expectation very high with number four, because this is his prime. It's got to be go time. If this team's going to get better, it's got to be because they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, or they don't.
Yeah,
do you agree with that?
So the question, do you agree with that, was the only question.
Do you agree with this two-minute diatribe I've just made?
Which, if I may...
Plenty of great points. Plenty of great points.
If I may, that's not a question. It was never a question, and you guys know this. When we have David Moore on, we're not doing an interview. We're having a Cowboys segment.
Right.
I presented a premise. I wanted his response. Could I have chopped 20 seconds off it? Maybe. But the whole thing is, here's my position, David. Do you agree? Do you think that's a reasonable position, or do you not? It's not an interview. This is the same one with Falwell. They are mislabeling sports discussions, sports debates, as questions, I won't stand for it.
Did you hear George's cut-down version?
Yeah, and again, it's fun.
What was it? What'd he say?
Yeah,
well, he took it and he cut it down to like 12 seconds. Like, this is what Bob should have asked.
Okay, so my whole thing is...
It's not an interview. It's not a question. It should not be judged as one.
It's a clock chewer, though, if you will.
Yeah, this whole freaking... Corby, we just did 15 minutes on Kyler Murray's personality. Of course we're killing time. It's talk radio.
But
don't pull the curtain back to what we do, that everything is life or death.
I've always wondered, what would it sound like if, because I don't really mind it, but what if you talked faster? What if you had a little, I don't even know who to compare it to. Oh, what's it? What the guy, the nighttime guy, Pharrell. What if you got to have that Pharrell? You're always going like this. It's real fast. So we had
Jimbo.
Yeah, you're Jimbo Sturm. Ham, you have a couple of examples of this. I'll let you set it up.
Yeah, let's do the minute-long version first, because this one you can actually understand.
Let's make the debate about something else. If everybody is in agreement that Mike McCarthy needs a big year, but also, you know, he's limited, he's... I don't know. When I look at Mike McCarthy, I obviously think a little more of him than most people here for I guess, obvious reasons, because I've seen him win massive playoff games a number of times, but, you know, that's getting further and further down the road. Let's talk about something, though, that is very, very relevant to this Cowboys issue, and that is, in my opinion, it's got to be go time for Dak Prescott. And when I say that, I mean, it feels like for the last 5 or 6 years that many of us in the media have sort of been protecting of a young quarterback learning, and we are willing to blame Scott Linehan and Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore and a number of other forces before we blame Dak Prescott. And then the leg happened, and, you know, it feels like we have been very willing to cut him slack on at every turn, partly because the class act, and partly because he's a young quarterback. Well, the class act has certainly noted and appreciated, but he's not 29.
Yes.
And for me, entering 2022, I think it is fair to now hold him to peak Tony Romo-type standards. Like, and I'm not even saying compare the two. I'm just saying there was a time not so long ago where we kind of put everything on the quarterback, and now we spent the last 5 or 6 years almost putting nothing on the quarterback, and I think we need to now move that slider of expectation very high with number four, because this is his prime. It's got to be go time. If this team's going to get better, it's got to be because they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, or they don't.
Yeah,
you agree with that?
I picture so much talking with your hands during this.
Oh, and a lot of blinking.
Like, so, hey, yeah, like...
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged with verbosity and talking for hours at a time. That's not a question. It was never a question. Just like the Falwell one from a couple months ago, these are being scored improperly. Now, if it's great for content, I'm here for it. I'm just telling you, those were not questions.
All right, Ham, what if a 2-minute and 8-second question is knocked down to 30 seconds?
Let me debate about something else. Everybody is in agreement that McCarthy needs a big year, but also, you know, he's limited. I think McCarthy, I obviously think a little more of him than most people here for I guess, obviously, because I've seen him win massive playoff games a number of times, but, you know, getting further and further down the road. Let's talk about something though, that is very, very relevant to this Cowboys issue, and that is, in my opinion, it's got to be go time for Dak Prescott. And when I say that, I mean, it feels like the last 5 or 6 years that many of us in the media have sort of been protecting a young quarterback learning, and we are willing to blame Scott Linehan and McCarthy and a number of other forces before we blame Dak Prescott. And then the LA happened, and it feels like we've been very willing to cut him slack on every turn, partly because he's class act, partly because he's a young quarterback. Well, class act is certainly no appreciate, but he's not 29. Yes. And for me, entering 2022, I think it is fair to now hold him to peak Tony Romo-type standards. Like, I'm not saying compared to, I'm saying there was a time.
Oh my God!
This is prime. It's got to be go time. This is getting better. It's got to be because they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
my God, how, I got COVID again.
That's how TC would listen to podcasts at the two times.
God.
I mean, even at four times speed, you still have pipes, though. You don't have
you're
tiny
right.
voice.
You don't sound like me. Yeah. Okay, Ham, did you take it the other direction?
Yeah, I took it the other direction, and I stretched it out, and part
what
of it...
What are we doing? The other direction?
Yeah.
It's already too long.
Stoner Bob?
I thought you kind of sounded a little bit like Ben Shapiro when it was fast, so I pitched
it
up a little bit.
All right, that's taking it too far.
So let's listen to a couple seconds of this.
Let's make the debate about something else. If everybody is in agreement that Mike McCarthy needs a big year, but also he's limited. He's I don't know. When I look at Mike McCarthy, I obviously think a little more of him than most people here.
Holy cow, God. That does sound like that little moron.
So then that got me thinking, if I pitch it up but slow it down, could you sound like Colin Robinson, the energy vampire, and we get...
Let's make the debate about something else. If everybody is in agreement that Mike McCarthy needs a big year, but also...
this is what was happening in the ballroom at the Las Colinas Omni the other day.
When I look at Mike McCarthy, I obviously think a little
as the corpse of David Moore is just rotting in the corner. The life sucked out of him.
Yes,
but yeah, I had a little fun with it.
That's great. That is great.
He should have
won. Yeah, Ham should have won. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. On the road.
It does sound amazingly like Colin Robinson.
This Cowboys issue, and that is, in my opinion,
God, I wish that was your real voice.
It's got to be go time for Dak Prescott.
Got to be go time for Dak Prescott.
I mean,
when I say that,
yeah, kind of Dan-ish a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Many of us in the media have sort of been protecting of a young...
All right, we're out of time.
God, it is just so weird.
Just pot that up anytime we need to just calm down for a minute.
Okay. Right.
Where's your screaming right. goat now, Ham? I thought Formatix was super important to you.
Oof.